Ambrosia in the Golden Flower. Beaming rays of the dazzling sunlight bathed a clump of sweet, sticky flowers as a nymph named Ambrosia rested in a soft bed of grass. Birds chirped as Ambrosia crawled out of her resting place. She stood and peered into the distant trees and raised a hand to shield her eyes from the shining light. She spotted a movement of branches. Another nymph, thought Ambrosia. Ambrosia jumped to her feet, her black hair whistling in the wind, and headed into the dense, leafy forest. As Ambrosia was looking for the nymph, she heard a trickling sound of cool water. She looked up to see a huge waterfall. As she kneeled down to get a drink, mist splashed her freckled face. Suddenly, a dark storm cloud passed by the top of the water and formed a scary, shadowy-looking creature. It spoke, looking straight at Ambrosia.
Beware! In time you will have to battle me, and it won't be easy.
Who are you, and what are you talking about?
You will know in time.
The shadow cackled, then poof! The storm cloud was gone. Ambrosia stared up and thought about what had just happened. The water of the waterfall rippled, and a huge creature was formed out of the water.
Ah, you're weird looking. What are you?
I am a dangerous water beast. I eat nymphs like you who dare drink from my sacred water. Now I shall eat you.
Ambrosia was frightened by this nymph-eating terror and was worried that the water beast had swallowed the nymph she was searching for.
Did you eat the nymph that just passed by here?
The one 100 years ago? The last time I ate a nymph was a very long time ago. What are you talking about? All this talking is making me hungry.
Ambrosia realized that she had to defeat this water beast, or else she would never get to see the nymph. Or even worse, she would be devoured by a very hungry water beast, Ambrosia thought to herself.
The only way I'm going to kill this water beast is to lure him out of the sacred pool. I have to think of a way to get him out to follow me. Hey, guess what? I'm leaving, and you can starve.
You will never leave!
With the water beast now frustrated and angry, Ambrosia backed away from the waterfall. Sure enough, the beast inched forward. She slowly crept backwards from the water's edge, and he kept inching his way toward her. Finally,
no!
Whoosh! The water beast was defeated, but Ambrosia wasn't.
Finally, but I've lost precious time. I need to go find that nymph.
As Ambrosia staggered away from the pool, light started fading and the sun was beginning to set. The wind howled and the hairs on her arms stood up. She could hear predators lurking and couldn't believe what had happened today. Now she must face the nighttime.
Darkness covered the sky like a blanket, and the stars seemed to dance in the moonlight. Ambrosia stifled a yawn.
Oh.
She was weak with relief from the encounter with the water beast. She forgot all about the shadow. Ambrosia couldn't believe the time she had lost for finding the nymph. Ambrosia took shelter under the nearest tree. Trying to stay alert, drowsiness was taking over her, and finally her eyes were shut. A screech jolted Ambrosia awake. She opened her eyes and rushed outside. A young lady in a brown shawl sat on a log near the tree.
Hello, who are you?
I knew we would meet.
Ambrosia stared in disbelief.
You were the nymph I was looking for. How did you know we would meet?
Yes, I was the nymph you were looking for, and I knew that we would meet because I had a vision about you. My name is Nobi. Boy, it's cold.
Ambrosia stared at her and thought, I wonder if she wants to come under the tree.
Would you like to climb under the tree?
Yes, please, and I can tell you the rest of my vision.
As dawn entered the sky, Zenobi explained her entire dream.
First I saw you searching for me, and you were facing the water creature, and I knew you must find me. Then I saw us training, me teaching you to fight. Finally, I saw you in front of the shadow, battling it.
I saw the shadow when I fought the water beast. Why am I going to face this shadow?
I don't know why, but he could be trying to take over the world.
Ambrosia swallowed, taking everything in.
I am going to accept my fate if I'm going to survive.
To accept your fate and destiny is hard. Even though we just met, I have faith and confidence in you.
Morning sounds filled Ambrosia's ears, and fresh air filled her nostrils.
Now it's time to start training. Step 1, choose a weapon.
Ambrosia chose a dagger. First, they started with the basic moves, and then moved on to more difficult.
Since it's daytime, I think we should keep heading towards the shadow.
Ambrosia nodded. After walking a couple miles, they heard a faint rustle behind them.
Who's there?
A little boy popped out of the bushes.
Why are you following us?
I heard you people talking about a huge, scary shadow. I thought I could help you since I'm a good person.
His blue eyes flashed mischievously and he grinned.
We didn't ask for your help, so go away.
Well then, I guess I won't be sticking around then. But the gods of Olympus might be upset because I'm a demigod.
Zenobi knew she couldn't upset the gods or else.
Fine, but don't misbehave or you're out of here.
Ghastly smells floated into the air. A swamp lay just ahead. As they approached, Ambrosia noticed some vines creeping up with incredible speed.
Watch out for the...
Zenobi was picked up and thrown down to the ground with a sickening thud.
Zenobi!
The demigod boy ran off, and now Ambrosia was alone. Just then, a hot light shone through the treetops, and Ambrosia crumpled in the heat. When Ambrosia awoke, she was seated in a chair woven out of grass. A steaming cup of tea sat next to her. A beautiful woman stood in her presence, making Ambrosia feel small and worthless.
Hello, dear. I am Aphrodite, the goddess of love.
Ambrosia gasped in astonishment and bowed, then realized Zenobi was hurt.
I am honored to meet you, my lady. My name is Ambrosia, but a friend of mine is injured.
Aphrodite rose up, and in her hands was a small golden flower.
Here, take this gift. It will help you when you are most out of hope.
Aphrodite handed Ambrosia the flower.
Consider yourself lucky, dear. Not every day does a hero get a favor from a goddess.
A gold light burst around Aphrodite. Ambrosia, suddenly weak, collapsed to the ground.
Wake up!
Ambrosia shook Zenobi like crazy. Somehow the vines had crumpled from the heat, from the hot sun.
Zenobi, please wake up!
Zenobi made a soft moan and her eyes opened.
Continue your journey towards the shadow. Head to the heart of the forest. Have hope, young one.
Zenobi coughed weakly and her eyes shut in the endless sleep.
No! 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 I have to defeat the shadow for Zenobi. She has faith in me. I need to make her proud.
Ambrosia finally understood her destiny and what it takes to win. Ambrosia's search for the shadow had been long, but she had finally made it to the heart of the forest where Zenobi told her to go. Ambrosia drew her dagger.
Where are you?
There was a faint crunch of the leaves behind her, and a familiar face popped out of the mist.
You?
It was a demigod boy.
What are you doing here?
The master sent me to come along on your journey so I could figure out what you were planning.
But I thought you favored the gods.
Well, I guess you could say I gave up on my godly parent. My father, who was a god, was always busy, and I was an orphan for all my life. But the shadow told me, with my help, he could rise up against the gods.
You traitor.
Just then.
I'm here.
Darkness of the night immediately covered the gray sky. It was the shadow. The demigod boy backed away from the scene and fled into the forest. A fury Ambrosia had never felt before rose up inside her. She lifted her dagger and charged.
Yeah!
The shadow dodged it easily.
Finally, it will feel good to have this curse removed. Did you know it was your father who put this curse on me because I was trying to take over the world? The curse was never to see the light and to always lurk in the darkness. The only way to remove this curse is to kill one of his family members.
The shadow lunged forward with an extended claw, and as fast as a cheetah, pinned Ambrosia down to the ground. Just as he was about to scratch her, Ambrosia remembered Aphrodite saying,
"It will help you when you are most out of hope."
The flower! Ambrosia grabbed the delicate flower and raised it to the sky. Light burst out of the sky, and the storm clouds disappeared. The shadow was defeated. Suddenly, Ambrosia's insides felt bubbly. She raised a hand to see that it was a bunch of tiny orbs. The orbs spread and floated off of her. When an orb touched the ground, it became a tiny golden flower, just like the one Aphrodite gave her. This is how dandelions came to be, and each spring you will see them everywhere.